Follow your favorite football team with the Houston Texans mobile app. What's next for the Houston Texans coaching staff? Some of the players talked about the uncertainty that's coming in the early part of 2014.
Do you think the team has the pieces in place to turn things around next year?
Oh, without a doubt. You just look at a couple teams around the league that wasn't in the playoffs last year and made the playoffs this year. They didn't make any drastic changes, you know, just a couple changes here and there. I think we have the right people on this team in place, you know, as far as core guys and things like that. But obviously, some change is needed, and, you know, I just let them do their part. And us as players, we have to do our part.
I understand, y'all, is how sad would it be if Antonio's not back?
Oh, man, Tone, ultimate leader of this team, you know, great teammate. Words can't even describe what he meant for this team, you know, not just as a guy on the field, just in his locker room, his presence and things like that. So anytime it's a possibility of losing a guy like that, it's going to hit, you know, everybody pretty hard in the locker room.
What was it like for you heading into the offseason with the uncertainty about the direction of the team, who the coach is going to be, all that stuff?
I mean, honestly, I don't ever think about that. Yeah. I know I'm pretty good friends with Lovey, and we talked a few times, but other than that, man, I left that stuff alone. I just told him, you know, I heard that you were getting interviewed, things of that nature. But other than that, I don't know. I leave all that stuff. I haven't talked to him after his interview or anything.
It's always difficult when you get a new coach in. You got to learn new offense, new everything. So it's definitely going to be a learning process, but we're going to all go through it together and just make the best of it.
I'm trying not to pay any attention to it now, you know, but I'll probably start looking into it, you know, now that the season's over. You know, just during the season, you don't really pay attention to that because you're working. You know, it's a job still, so you got to get ready week in and week out and not worry about outside things. But now that the season's done and over with, I think I'll pay a little more attention to it.
I've been through a coaching change in college, so I kind of know a little bit of what's about to come. But, you know, so far not knowing who our coach is or anything about, you know, what's going to be happening next year, it's a little crazy. But, you know, that's the league, and I just got to be professional about it. And no matter who comes in, you got to work hard and, you know, fight to keep your job.
You know what? It's been a difficult year. There's no doubt about it, but I still love these guys in the locker room. And they're my teammates, and, you know, whether we won 14 games or lost 14 games, still my brothers, and I enjoy playing with them.
Relief that it's kind of over and you can kind of move on and get a fresh start. But then on the other hand, that fresh start means there's a lot of changes. That's something that me personally, I've never been through before in my career, and a lot of these guys on the team haven't been through. So we're going to have to take it step by step and day by day and go from there. But, you know, I'm looking forward to a fresh start.
Do you pay attention very much to what's being written and said about where this team may or may not be headed in terms of coaching and all that? How do you do that, Chris?
Not much, because I understand the will and the character of the core nucleus of those guys and the team that we're going to be able to take this and turn it around. For the most part, we had the same guys that went 12-4 and now we went 2-14. So it's not like our guys can't do it. It's just that we didn't get it done this year. So we got to turn it around and be able to fix those key things.
This is how you make your living. Is it hard when there's a lot of uncertainty and, like you talked about, the direction, you don't know where it's going to go?
It makes it harder, but I think that's why you're professional about it, and that's why you're playing football for a living. Because if you were to go ahead and pack it in and quit, this isn't the job for you. You come out here to play football and have fun with it day in and day out.